President Trump's move to undo President Obama's Clean Power Plan could make it easier for power plants to keep burning coal. But the Northwest's biggest coal user still plans to cut back on the dirtiest fuel. KUOW's John Ryan has our story from Seattle.
Trump and members of his cabinet are calling it a new era of American energy. At EPA headquarters on Tuesday, they focused on coal mining jobs. And with a dozen coal miners on the stage, they hit another talking point hard.
Today's energy independence action.
To be energy independent and not be held hostage by foreign entities.
For energy independence.
Be energy independent.
But the main policy they unveiled would have next to no effect on America's energy independence. Undoing the Obama plan could make it easier for power plants to keep burning coal, but the nation already gets 98% of its electricity domestically. Energy experts say market forces, not federal policies, have pushed America away from coal toward cleaner sources of energy.
Natural gas is so abundant and so inexpensive now that it is driving the economics of energy across the board.
Grant Ringel is a spokesperson for Puget Sound Energy. The utility gets about a third of its power from coal. That makes it Washington's biggest climate polluter.
As long as natural gas is cheaper than coal to produce electricity, it will capture larger and larger shares of the market, and that will drive CO2 emissions down.
PSE reached an agreement with environmental groups last year to close down its two dirtiest coal plants in the next 5 years. So Ringel says it wouldn't be affected by the Clean Power Plan one way or the other. I'm John Ryan reporting.